Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Strap Radio Show, the place where community issues are discussed, confronted, and political agendas are exposed. Feel free, whether you're live or whether you're watching at a later date, to reach out, communicate, get involved. That's what we're here for. We encourage it and we love it. So without any further ado, here's your host for the evening, Miss Nancy Pless.
Good evening, Strap Chat Radio listeners. Good evening and welcome on this evening. Hey, I'm excited, glad to see and to hear you online on this evening. I have a wonderful lineup. This evening I will be collaborating with Miss Angela Daniel with Jonathan's Place, foster care and adoption company. And I tell you, I'm excited about this because still this is in line with what we stand for here at STRAP, which is sex trafficking, raising awareness and prevention. And we are still covering that. It's just that now we're going to be talking about and hearing from the foster care and the adoption perspective. So I'm going to bring Miss Angie on, but not right now. Let me say this. For all of you that have faithfully been following us on Strap Chat, thank you so much for your faithfulness. Thank you for taking out the time during your busy day to be a part of our broadcast. And every broadcast that is done, it is done live. So I really thank you for your participation and listening in. I know I say this almost every show. I will be able to open up the line for some questions. I say that, but if we get to that, then we'll get to that. Not absolutely sure that we will on today. But according to the write-up, the lady that I have that we are going to be having as our interviewer today, Miss Angela, very sweet person. I am aware of the foster care and adoption company that she worked for called Jonathan's Place. She is one of the family recruiters. I actually went and viewed the website of the company that she is affiliated with, and I would like to encourage you to visit the website. Very informative. It's a beautiful website, and the testimonials that is actually displayed on the home page, it is just amazing. Anyone who has a heart for children, this, I will say this, get your box of tissues ready because you're going to need it. Everything you could possibly think of that is provided for these children from birth to age 18. And then there are some of them who are what we call in the system aged out of foster care. Even for them, there's a place. But I love some of the things that are listed on the website. They also have some photos of an event that they had on last year. But I won't spoil it all. I will give Miss Angie an opportunity to make mention of some of what's on the website as well. So what I would like to do at this moment, I would like to present to those of you on the line, Miss Angie Daniels with Jonathan's Place. Miss Angie, are you with us?
I am. Hi, Nancy. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for being a part of the broadcast on this evening. I'm excited because I want to hear what it is that you're going to share with us. And as we, delve more into the broadcast, I want to hear the different ways and treatments that you all have in place for helping these youth deal with some of the traumas that have taken place in their life at such an early age. I do understand and know that according to the website, there are some of the youth that have encountered, you know, molestation, some type of violation sexually through perversion. I saw that on the website, and it really gripped my heart, because Jonathan's Place is providing something for those traumas that these particular youth have experienced. So I will let you begin to tell us about what you do at Jonathan's Place and what is offered there, and then share with us some of the stories. And I understand some of them you have to be discreet because of the non-disclosure agreement and whatnot. You can't give names, but as much as you can share, could you just share some stuff with us that you encounter there?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you so much for providing the information about our website with yes, Jonathan's ma'am. Place. And that is www.jpkids.org. You can find out information about our agency, our staff members, the programs and services that we can provide for all of the children, and ways that individuals, groups, community members can take part as well. We love our volunteers. We love our foster parents and adoptive parents. We couldn't do what we need to do to support these children without our community support as well. So please, if you have a heart for supporting these children, we appreciate every little bit that you can do. And as Nancy said, I am a family recruiter with Jonathan's Place. Jonathan's Place is a foster care and adoption agency. Our main campus is actually located in Garland. We also have an office in Fort Worth. But our main campus in Garland also has, in addition to our administrative offices where our case managers work, we also have an emergency shelter, and that is, as you said, Nancy, that's for children from 0 to 17. Also, we have 5 programs that we have to support the children that are currently in the foster care system. 3 of the programs are residential programs. As I said, we have the emergency shelter. We also have a girls' residential therapeutic program. That program mm-hmm. is provided to these young ladies who may have experienced additional abuse, neglect, or trauma, and they're not mm-hmm. quite ready to be placed in a foster home as of yet. They need mm-hmm. some additional therapy. They need some additional support before they're ready mm-hmm. To be placed in a home with a family.
Okay.
And these young ladies, they can stay in this program up to 1 year. We want to make sure that they receive all of the support and everything that they need so that they can transition to an individual foster home or possibly be reunited with their biological family. With the emergency
awesome.
Shelter, that is for a short-term stay, and that's for up to 90 days. The therapeutic program mm-hmm. is up to 1 year. You also mentioned the program, the transitional living program. This is
yes,
provided ma'am. To young ladies between the ages of 18 and 23 up until their 24th mm-hmm. birthday. Every child that is in foster care has the opportunity to continue to stay after the age of 18.
Okay.
And that is their option. They can choose that they can choose to stay, whether they are currently in a foster home or if they're in a group setting. During this time, they'll continue to receive services and support. They'll receive help for example, how to apply to a job and how to apply
okay.
to school.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time that what they should be getting is tools and support that they need so that they can transition to adulthood and be independent adults by the time they are 24. And so this program is to help reduce potential homelessness and other issues that they may encounter when they exit the system. And so we offer that as well. And then, of course, we have our foster care and adoption program where we license parents to provide parenting to these children in their homes. And then we are also, Jonathan's Place is the Dallas County coordinator for the Safe Place program. Nancy, have you seen the bright yellow Safe Place signs on the QT gas stations?
Actually, yes, not knowing exactly what it was until today. I think that is amazing.
Yes.
I'm going to let you tell them about that. I think that is amazing.
Yes. Well, the Safe Place program is a national program, and it is intended to, it's an outreach program for youth and possibly youth that have run away. It's designed to provide immediate help and safety for youth in crisis. And so with each county, you're going to have an agency that is a coordinator that is designated for that county. The QT staff have been trained. Any children, youth can come into that location, tell them that they need assistance, and they will be kept safe until assistance arrives. The staff contacts the coordinator. And so in Dallas County, they would be contacting Jonathan's Place. There are other wonderful agencies all across Texas that will follow the same procedure. At that time, the agency will determine what kind of support they need. If they don't feel safe to return home, possibly they need shelter. We would definitely reach out and contact CPS if we deem that necessary if they were in an abusive or neglectful situation. And also, DART has also pledged their support to the Safe Place program. So if a youth is not at a QT location or a safe place location, they can go to any DART bus driver, any DART bus stop, and ask to be transported to a safe place, and they will be transported to safety so that they can receive the help and support that they need. So this is an amazing national program that we definitely want to get the word out to our youth. Anytime they're confused, lost, need help or support, they can go to a safe place.
And that's one of the reasons why also I asked for you to be a guest on the show, because you know, you'd be surprised how many people don't know. You enter into a QT gas station, a child can go there and say, hey, I need help, you know, and they are trained and know exactly what to do and who to call so that they can get the assistance that they need. And so while I was on the website, I was reading about Jacob, who is age 9. This is, for my listeners, this is one of the stories that they placed on the website. Little boy, 9 years old, home with his dad, and his dad was in the backyard doing some yard work, and his dad always would instruct him, you know, stay in the house, you know, don't wander off anywhere, you know, whatnot. And this particular day, Jacob decided he was going to just do whatever. He just decided he was going to leave home. He left home being new in, I'm going to say this is here in Texas, being new to Texas. Once he got out there, he lost his way. He became disoriented. But because of a training that was done in school one day, talking about safe place, he knew that he could go to a QT gas station. And he knew that there was one by the highway. He went there, he said to, you know, the people working in there, I'm lost, whatnot, whatnot. They called the necessary people, and they came out and picked up Jacob and returned him safely back home to his dad. It happened just like that. So I love the fact that there is something in place, you know, so that if our kids should get lost, and I think it's highly important that it is shared in school so that the kids will know you're in trouble, you're lost. If you can get to a QT, and I'm telling you, everywhere you turn in Texas, there's a QT. So, I mean, they are almost like a church on every corner, you know. So, and I love that they have plugged in and became involved in keeping our youth safe, because here at Mays Youth Advocacy, which many of our listeners know, I am one of the mentors. And as a part of one of what we offer, we have the Strap Chat radio broadcast so that we can make everyone aware of what is happening within the community. We also have the website, and we have a Facebook page as well. So those who follow me as friends, they get to see the postings from the Facebook page for Strap Chat. And so we're raising awareness and sharing the prevention here on Strap Chat Radio for those of you that are listening who may know some youth, whether they are yours or not. You know a youth or a group of youth that you can share this information with, please do. Because it is really important that they know where to go and the fact that there is somewhere to go. So, again, the website that that Ms. Angie gave is www.jforjonathanpforplacekids.org. Please, if you get an opportunity, visit the website. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. You will not. Okay, so, Ms. Angie, just to back up a little bit, the Girls Therapeutic Program. Now, that one particularly interests me because of Strap Chat Radio, because of the sexual perversion, the mistreatment, the violation, the taking of their innocence. I'm sure the young ladies in the program, most of them, if not all of them, have experienced something of that nature that has left them traumatized to the degree that the staff there has to, they have to really work with these girls and understand what it is that they are trying to get over. Let me back up and say one more thing. I watched the video on the website where it talks about the adoption and the families that are interviewed for adoption. It is extensive, but it is very much worth it. And I love the way you all handle that. They don't just interview the parents, but they allow the parents to interview the child and to spend time with the child to see how and know how to interact with them in a moment when they are having a moment. I love that because we all think that we know how to handle a child that has gone through something that traumatic until they have a moment. And it is in that moment that they're having, the staff trains the potential adopting families how to deal with that child. Can you share that a little bit, you know, elaborate on it a little bit more for me?
Sure, absolutely. What Jonathan's Place likes to do is we like to fully prepare our parents to parent child, parent a child or children with special needs. And we say special needs because we consider all of the children that are in foster care have a special need. They have had an atypical experience. All of these children have experienced a trauma by being removed from their home and potentially abuse, neglect, in addition to that. So, absolutely, we like to fully prepare our parents to be able to parent children with special needs. So, all of the agencies that are licensed with the state of Texas to be foster care and adoption licensed agencies, we all abide by the minimum standards for the state of Texas. That's a requirement for each agency. And then within that, each agency may have additional requirements for their parents. In order to be licensed with their agency, they may have additional qualifications, but then again, they may also have a additional benefits as well. So when parents are looking for an agency to be licensed with, they want to make sure that that agency is going to support their needs that they have as well. So what Jonathan's Place does is we provide all of the pre-service training and education to our parents. Examples of the training that we offer, in-person training, we require about 40 hours, and that's for each parent. Jonathan's Place will license to married couples. We also license to single parents, and so we license to both traditional and non-traditional families. So if you are thinking that you might want to be a foster parent, but you're a single parent, or maybe you're older and your children are out of the home, you think maybe you're not young enough, check into it because you would be surprised at how many of our parents have become foster parents after their biological children have grown and left the home. You would be surprised at how many of our parents are single parents. So so that definitely would not be a limitation. As far as the education goes, we require our, each parent to complete 40 hours in person. And some of those trainings are, for example, trauma-informed care. This is especially important with children with special needs. Behavior intervention techniques. Of course, CPR and first aid training. That would be recommended to all parents and all adults as well. That is a very helpful skill to have. Transportation safety, because you are going to be driving and transporting children to school, maybe to the park, maybe to someplace fun. So we definitely want to be safe there. Medication administration. And these types of trainings are going to prepare the parents for children with special needs. Now, Jonathan's Place also licenses parents for additional special needs, and we'll talk about, I'll just mention them briefly. We'll talk about them a little bit more. But there are also children that have been diagnosed or identified with autism spectrum disorder. Another special need might be an intellectual disability delay. An additional special need that has been identified is a child trafficking victim. And then, of course, another special need is emotional disorders, mental health needs. So we're always looking for special parents that have a heart to parent children with these very special needs. And Jonathan's Place will provide additional training and support. you always, as a foster parent, as a licensed foster parent, you will not be parenting alone. The child will continue to have a CPS caseworker. You will continue to have a Jonathan's Place case manager that's available to you 24/7. Evenings, weekends, holidays, the case managers take turns being on call for emergencies. So we want to fully prepare our parents and make sure that they understand that they are not going on this journey alone also.
Yes, yes. And I did see that part in the video where it was conveyed that that was very satisfying to a lot of the parents that chose to adopt. You know, that knowing that they're not in it by themselves, even after they have become the adoptive parents. I think that's really good because especially in a traumatized area such as sexual molestation, you know, or anything that falls under, you know, any type of a trafficking, you never know what triggers something with a child that has been abused like that. It sometimes it's the slightest little thing, you know. So in dealing with some of these young people at Jonathan's Place, is there a particular case that sort of stands out to you that you feel like you can mention today?
Honestly, all of our children, they have experienced trauma. All of our staff members, all of our case managers, and especially our shelter workers, they have all undergone extensive training. It is not the job of the case manager to treat the child rather than to meet their needs. What we do is we make sure that these children do receive specialized therapeutic treatment. All of these children are going to be receiving full medical care, therapeutic care, and, you know, additional therapies and services as needed, whether it's occupational therapy, physical therapy, if that's something that's needed. But it is, we're under the assumption that this is a need for the children. So those types of therapies are going to be met by licensed therapists. And all of the children have these services available that are in the system. All of their medical care, dental care, therapeutic care is covered by the state through the Star Health Medicaid program. So absolutely. But we train the parents, of course, to be able to handle emergency situations, but also to be able to build trust through whether it's just through meeting the child's needs every day. Building a bond and building trust, and then also having a routine and making them feel safe. A lot of times, the children, once they, you know, have bonded and feel safe with the foster parents, you know, a lot of times that's when some of the challenges may emerge, when the child feels safe enough to speak up. And so, of course, they are definitely, you know, they're educated and they're trained to be able to work with the therapist so that they can make sure, you know, that, that the child continues to make positive progress.
Okay. So let me ask this. Is there a particular sign that you all look for or train to look for to let you know that a child has been sexually abused? You know, are there particular ways that they act or respond? How do you know if a child has been sexually abused when they haven't said anything?
You know, I think there are going to be some warning signs to be aware of, but understand that, of course, I'm not a therapist, I'm not a medical professional, but through my training and education that I've received, a lot of times it's just a matter of observing the child and noticing if there's any different behaviors. Now,
okay,
once the child starts feeling safe in your home, that might be when they start to open up. So,
okay,
but we also let our parents know it is not, we don't expect the parents to be the child's counselor or therapist. We're not asking them, in fact, we don't even advise them to try to delve in to what their situation might have been. That's going to be something that needs to be addressed by the licensed medical doctor or therapist. Now, the very important role of the parent is observation. Obviously, you're going to want to make note of any overt, maybe mature behavior that's unusual for a child that age. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That is definitely a warning sign.
Okay.
These children would have already gone through a thorough medical exam, and so
mm-hmm.
the physician can definitely make that assessment, and they
uh-huh.
would provide that information to the parents so that they would know, they would be aware of it. And if they did
uh-huh.
suspect any type of abuse, sexual abuse, adults are mandatory responders for CPS and abuse
mm-hmm.
allegations. Meaning any adult, it doesn't have to be a social worker, a doctor, a police officer, any adult that suspects a child is being abused or neglected
mm-hmm.
is required to contact CPS. And either by phone or online to let them know what they have either witnessed or heard, or if it's something that the child told them. And
mm-hmm.
so it's everybody's job to take care of our children, not just the teachers, not just the social workers, the medical workers. So
mm-hmm.
definitely, if a doctor suspects any kind of abuse, they're going to bring that to the attention of the CPS caseworker. They're going to call that in. They're going to go online and submit a report for that. That way, CPS is aware of that, and then the child can also receive any kind of additional support that they're going to need in order to heal and grow from what they've experienced.
Okay. So when a child is first brought into Jonathan's place, are they required
mm-hmm.
to have a physical examination?
Yes, they will take them to the doctor. Just for a thorough exam, because when a child is removed from their home, a lot of times, the majority of the time, we don't have medical information. We don't know if they have allergies. We don't know if they are allergic to certain types of foods. We don't know if they have asthma. We don't know if they have some sort of medical condition that
uh-huh.
you know, that we need to be aware of. A lot of times, you know, that information isn't available. So, yes, it is required that either the shelter worker or the foster parent, I believe
mm-hmm.
it's within 3 days, takes the child to the doctor for a checkup. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I will say this, Ms. Angie, I love this because one of our listeners, we were just texting, And she told me that after hearing, she was listening to the part about letting your siblings or friends know about DART and the QT. And she actually got offline to go and tell her siblings about QT, Safe Place, and DART. See, that is what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking
about.
That is why we are doing this. That is why it was important to Maze for you to be on here today, because we don't know who can utilize the information that you're sharing today.
Right.
And even though this is being recorded, people will be able to go back and listen as well, you know, because everybody's schedule is different, and some of the people that that I know personally are on a different time zone than we are. So the fact that this is being recorded is a huge plus. Well, I also had another question that was texted to me, and I instructed the lady that I'm going to let her ask you this particular question.
Okay.
She is here in, she is in Texas, but she's in another part of Texas. So let me bring her on the line. Let me get her on here. Okay, Miss Barbara, are you online? Miss Barbara? I don't know if she has her line. Okay, there she is.
Can you hear
me? Okay, Miss Barbara. Yes, ma'am, I can hear you. Okay, so Miss Angie is ready for your question.
Okay, hello, Miss Angie.
Hi, Barbara. Hi.
And I want to thank you. I want to thank you for being on the show today, because what you're doing is close to my heart. I am in the process of going to grad school for clinical mental health. And I have also volunteered at the women's shelter, so I'm pretty familiar, you know, some of the things that you're talking about. But
thank you for that.
Okay, you're welcome. And I wanted to know about the QT. Now, is that something, is that a gas station that's only in the Dallas-Fort Worth area? Because I'm in Houston, and I don't think we have any QTs here.
Let me say, that is the Quick Trip gas stations. I'm pulling up the Safe Place website right now to see where they're located. I know in Dallas County there's about 40 locations. And however, it's not just at QT location. So, okay, on the Safe Place site, which is www.nationalsafeplace.org, there is an interactive map where you can locate the closest site to you, and you're able to put in your zip code if that's something that you want to make sure that the people in the community are aware of, the clients that you serve, where you volunteer, you can let them know. I know as Jonathan's Place, our volunteer coordinator will go out to schools and different locations to give presentations to the children, to let them know about this program. And I know when I attend events in the DFW area, I always have the Safe Place information with me as well. And anytime I see a teenager or college student, child, you know, I let them know about it and let their parents know about it. What zip code are you in?
77044. And while Miss Angie is pulling that up, it's on the website as well.
It looks like, let's see, in Galveston at the Children's Center. That's 7755, 77550. So it looks like it might not be in your area. Now, you can contact Safe Place. Now, you said you volunteer at some different locations. It is possible, I believe, for organizations to apply to be Safe Place locations. If there's not one located in your area, that might be something to consider.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Quick Trip, maybe they are just in the North Texas DFW area. That's a very good question. So, yes, you can go on the nationalsafeplace.org site and find the nearest mm-hmm. location to you.
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate that information. And I thought about that when Nancy mentioned about the LaBoy. He was informed about the availability mm-hmm. of that when he left home. So I think that's something that, you know, that I can share with the shelters here as well.
I think that would be mm-hmm. wonderful.
All right.
Thank you, Ms. Barbara.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much.
And also, listeners, again, go to the website, www.jpkids.org, and you will find a tab that says National Safe Place on the Jonathan's Place website. I'll say this too, Angie. Barbara is my best friend. And she, as she has stated, lives in Houston. She has two grandchildren. And I think that it is important that this be shared with her grandchildren. You know, even though they may not have a QT there, I'm a little shocked that they don't have a QT, but they don't.
Right.
I mean, I moved here from Atlanta, and QT is everywhere in Atlanta. Just like here, but still, even if there is no QT, there has to be somewhere. There is a safe place, there's an affiliation with Jonathan's Place. If not, mm-hmm. by contacting the safe place representative, then maybe, Ms. Barbara, that's something that they can consider for Houston. Just kind of putting that out there. But either way, for those of you that desire to look more into the Safe Place, on the Jonathan's Place website, under the tab National Safe Place, which falls up under our programs, there is mm-hmm. a page there for Safe Place. It even has a texting method, so that if your
yes.
nieces, nephews, grands, you know, stepdaughters and sons or whatever they are to you have a cell phone, and today almost every youth has a cell phone, they can download this onto their phone. I believe it's an mm-hmm. app, and they can always put that on their phone just in case. Now, listen, as parents, we know our children, the first thing out their mouth is, oh, I don't need that, I'm all right, I'm good, until they find themselves in a situation or know someone
mm-hmm.
that's in a situation. Because one of the things that we here at Maze know and often put out there is another method of sex trafficking is peer recruitment. And that means you yeah. have one student that's in sex trafficking that is recruiting another one. And when you mentioned, Ms. Angie, about college students, I have a sister that lives in Florida where I'm from, and her only daughter is in college. And I'm telling you, I could not stress enough to her to keep, you know, contact with your daughter, keep an eye on her, be aware and whatnot, because of the peer recruitment of sex trafficking mm-hmm. with our young ladies in college. And I'll tell you all that are listening, it's not just limited to the young ladies, it's happening with the young men as well. And a lot of times they are overlooked because more of the focus in society is on the young ladies.
Yeah.
So, again, you get an opportunity. You don't have a computer, then you have a phone where you can get internet.
Mm-hmm.
Go on to Jonathan's Place website and view the website for yourself. There's a lot of information that is very helpful and needful for you to have at any given moment. I would even suggest advocating for, and I say that because of being an advocate, give someone the number, print it out, text it to somebody, be a help, be a plus, you know, to what Jonathan's Place is doing and offering, and that is safety as well as confidentiality for our young people today. Because a lot of times when a child has been molested, the last person, if they even tell that person, is a family member. They're the last ones to know because they're afraid to share. So I don't know if anybody else would like to ask a question. If so, for those of you that I see online, just text me and I'll open the line up and you can ask Ms. Angie a question pertaining to today's topic. We are looking at 13 minutes left on the broadcast, so don't be shy. If you have a question, please, by all means, speak up, and she will answer it to the best of her ability. Also, Ms. Angie, out on the website, I was looking at, in going back to, again, the young lady, the therapeutic program, I did see that for those, I want to say it's the, yes, it's the transitional living. You mentioned those who are not ready to actually step out into the world at this moment. I believe you were talking about them. I see on the website that there is particular housing for them, the Mike McDonald College. So can you talk about that? Okay.
Yes. Well, he is a local celebrity, obviously, with the Stars hockey program. And, yes, we have so many wonderful supportive organizations and individuals. And when individuals donate to our location, to our program, we like to honor them. And so, yes. He donated so that we were able to build that building, or we call it the cottage, for this particular program. Pretty amazing.
Nice. I just looked him up. This is so cool. He played primarily for the Minnesota and Dallas Stars. Wow. Go ahead.
So yes, and I mean our campus is beautiful. It has our shelter, but it also has so many amazing staff members there. We do give tours as long as they're planned ahead of time. We can give a tour of the campus as well. So obviously volunteers as well. So yes, if you're interested in volunteering or becoming a foster parent, please do contact us, and we'll give you a tour as well. We would love that.
Awesome. And they do have some photos. Everyone, they have some photos on the website, about six of them. So you can view some of what it looks like, but there's nothing like seeing it in person.
We have social media as well. You can go on the Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, and go and you can see the different programs that we have, the different events that we have, the orientations, information meetings that we have coming up as well. And then you can see our campus whenever we have events that are at our campus as well. We would love for you to follow our social media.
Awesome. I'm going to find you all on social media. Awesome. Okay, another thing, I'm serious, I love it. Another thing that I would like to mention to the listening audience is you can also donate. Now, this mm-hmm. right here is sensitive to me because being a mentor and going from, you know, incarcerated facility to another and mentoring, you know, these youth, there is a need. And with everything that Jonathan's Place is providing for these youth, they could very well be your next door neighbor. If you're in an apartment complex, it could be somebody's child in the next building, if not the same building where you dwell, living under you or above you, someone that you work side by side with. You just never know. But they are in need of donations. And so when you go onto the website under the Get Involved tab, when you hover over it, if you go down to Ways to Give, there, middle of the page, there are a couple of listings there where you can donate for whatever they need, especially any emergency items needed right now. And I'll say this for those of you that don't know, I work at Amazon. And Amazon is one of the organizations where they have a wish list. And so, of course, being moved by the affiliation that we have with the youth, you know, we're both companies are doing the same thing, but from a different angle. We personally go out and mentor. Their mentoring takes place in-house when the child is there. So I personally, on behalf of Maze Youth Advocacy, donated. And I am encouraging
you
to do the same. Yes, ma'am. No, honey, listen. What we do is tedious, and it is not always easy, but it is necessary. It is necessary.
Very true.
If we don't do anything but save one, that one can reach a mass of their own peers. We have to understand mm-hmm. that. If we can reach but
yes.
one, that one can reach many. And so I remember the church that I was in, our church slogan was, each one, raise one. And the same thing applies here. When you donate, first of all, we here on Strap Chat, we're a family. When we donate, we're donating as a family. And you give according to your means, okay? You whatever you can do. So you'll see when you go on the website, there are different ways to be able to do it. You can give a monetary gift, or you can go to the needs list that is provided there, and you can give according to the list, whichever one, you know, you desire to choose to give from. And so when you pull up Jonathan's wish list, they have categories that are, one is most urgent needs. Another category is gift cards. Another one is toiletries. Another is clothing and accessories. And another one is kitchen needs. Because if you think about it, every one of these categories, they have to provide for those children that are in Jonathan's Place. And it takes resources to be able to do that. So I will say this to you. I don't care if you donate a 24-roll pack of toilet paper. Guess what? They need that toilet paper. If you want to donate under the clothing and accessories, let's say you want to provide some shoes. I mean, it's on here, boys and girls summer shoes. I don't let me click on it because I had it. Oh, you can't click on it. Look, I don't even know if they ask you specifically, you know, for a size or whatever. Now, me personally, on behalf of Maze Youth Advocacy, I did not particularly choose a category. I went with monetary and allowed Jonathan's place to apply the funds where it is needed the most. So I'm just encouraging you as our listeners. Yes, ma'am, you're welcome. I'm just encouraging you as the listeners, please get involved. Be a sower. A lot of you that I am affiliated with are believers. You know, you are Christians. Sow a seed into Jonathan's place. Sow a seed. And I promise you, the harvest that you will reap from sowing will be far greater. If you don't have the monetary and you can't, you know, choose something from one of the lists that they provide here, hey, share the information about Safe Place. Share the website about Jonathan's Place. You are still sowing a seed, and that seed is called information. Share that with somebody. Just like the young lady, she and I worked together, and she got off the line to share with her siblings about Safe Place. That's a seed that she has sown into the lives of her siblings, because she doesn't know when or if they will even need the information, but they might know someone that will need it. Our kids will spend a considerable amount of time in school with each other, just like we do in the workplace. And so for those of you in the marketplace, working side by side with someone that might have a troubled teen, or you feel led or compelled to share this information with them, you don't know who it may help. A lot of people live in apartment complexes, and they could actually put the information up on the information board in the activity center or something of that nature. So I'm just encouraging everyone, get involved with spreading the information. And if you feel compelled to go further and actually sow a seed or donate, then please by all means do that. Visit the website. Ms. Angela, I want to thank you personally for accepting the invitation to be on the live broadcast this evening. I know we're down to the last couple of minutes of the show, but I did not want to leave without thanking you and letting you know that on behalf of our listeners, we appreciate you coming on and sharing this information with us so that we can share the information with someone else. I'm very thankful and grateful for Jonathan's Place. To me, we are like brothers and sisters because we're both doing the same thing again, yet from a different perspective. You know, it is good to know that there is such a program in place here in Texas, period, no matter where it may be. The fact of knowing there is a safe place for our babies to go to, I really appreciate that, and thank you again so much for being part of the show on this evening. Is there anything else you would like to say in this final moment that we have?
Oh, goodness. Just thank you for allowing me this opportunity to educate just a little bit, spread the word just a little bit, because these are our children. They're all of our responsibility. We all do our part, and so I think this is an amazing platform to reach those that I may not have spoken to or had the opportunity to cross paths with. So thank you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And so for our listening audience, I will post on our page on Facebook information about Jonathan's Place. So that you can visit the website in case you didn't catch it here. So with all of that being said, thank you all. We have less than about 20 seconds. I appreciate you all, and I wish you all a great weekend and enjoy the rest of your evening. On behalf of Strap Chat Radio, we are raising awareness and prevention. Have a good night.
Thank you for tuning in to our program today. Join us every other week as we continue to bring you intense conversations on topics affecting our youth today. Please help us remain a powerful force within the community by donating towards this programming at www.strapcampaign.com.